We're about to deliver you all the best bits of Carrie and Tommy. But what about dinner? Say hello to HelloFresh Meal Kits delivered to your door with quick and easy recipes and fresh seasonal ingredients. You'll be serving up something delicious in no time. HelloFresh. Inspiration delivered.
For your Friday afternoon, welcome to it, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. How are you guys?
What a week.
What a week. Wow.
I can't wait for the weekend. Normally it's you with the exciting things to do. Oh. I've got a friend's 40th and I am frothing.
Oh, because you're going to get lit, bro. What's the plan? Couple of shandies, few espresso martinis.
It's so funny. We're spending the night together beforehand and I was so excited until my friend sent me a message that said, I've had a big week. I'll need to have a quiet one so that I'm ready to go on Saturday. And I was like, well, that's not going to happen.
Yes,
that's what
it will.
You do at 40. You have a quiet one for your big day.
Now, because I think we have some unfinished business. As you don't look, so you look unimpressed. You feel unimpressed.
Well, because the last time you did this, it was unimpressive.
But so am I right? You feel unimpressed?
Yes.
See, I read your mind. Let's do it. Tommy, the mental magician. As you know, I've been getting obsessed by magic.
Yeah, and you're pretty good at some card tricks.
Yes, but card tricks don't translate onto radio. So no. I thought I've got to get into the mind of the people. And we tried on the phones and I thought it went pretty well.
Nah.
Didn't.
You couldn't read a single caller's mind.
No, but so I think it was because I couldn't see them.
So now you've dragged in people you know from the office.
Yeah, we've got Joshy from the office. Josh, you work with us, is that correct?
Yes.
Strong start. He's mental. See, not bad. Two from two.
Yeah, I know Joshy works with us. I didn't need to read his mind to know that.
There's things I'm picking up about you as well.
Like?
Two nights ago. You had Japanese for dinner.
I was with you. Yes, good.
Not bad, though. He's
mental. Joshy, there's a lot of things that I don't know about you. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Don't look nervous. He actually can't read minds, Joshy, so you do not have to feel worried.
Well, can he? I don't know your age. You've never told me your age.
No.
This is risky.
But I need you to think of your age. Right now. No, don't think either side of it. Think exactly of your age. You are 33 years old.
Yes.
That was a random guess, wasn't it?
No, Josh did really good about thinking what
he
was
thinking. Did you think on either side of it?
Well, my birthday's on Wednesday, so I was actually was going more towards.
I was age. Josh, you've ruined it. I was going to tell people your birthday was on.
Okay, so you can do Joshy. Move on. Okay. I feel like that's good.
Harry. I'm also really grateful for this segment because now I've had a reminder that it's Josh's birthday on Wednesday. I'm his boss, so it's good that I know.
Harry, what can I? Let's start with. I'm sensing a partner.
You know that though. It's not sensing anything.
No, I'm sensing it.
You're not sensing it. You know that.
Well, if you know, what's Harry's partner's name?
No, I'm not doing this. I don't know Harry's partner's name.
Because you can't read mine. Think of your partner's name.
Yeah. You know Harry's partner's name.
Is it Rowan?
Yes.
I've got it. That's
of
great.
Of course it's Rowan.
No, okay,
give
let's
me something that's going to amaze me. Come on.
Have you you've planned dinner tonight?
No.
Sorry. I knew that. No, I knew that. Rowan's planned dinner tonight.
No.
Okay, here's something. That's if you had to think of what you want for dinner tonight, think now what you think you'd like for dinner tonight.
Think about the food that you liked for dinner tonight.
Okay.
It is. It's a cuisine that's not from Australia, and I'm actually getting a bit coronary. I'm not getting China. I'm getting Italian.
Yes.
And I'm not getting a creamy sauce, so I'm getting a tomato-based sauce.
Yes.
Mental. I'm getting
some sausage?
Like a Napoli ravioli.
No.
Damn!
You should have quit while you're ahead, mate. Mental.
What was it?
Bolognese.
Oh, I was going to say ravioli bolognese. Was it ravioli?
No, it's
damn, I should have stopped. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Bick, it's a bit of fun here.
Why have you got me holding a fishing rod?
Yes. is that the only thing you've noticed?
And you're wearing pearls.
Thank you. I thought you would never notice these. The pearls have nothing to do with it. I just wanted to feel nice. There is a man in Melbourne who was caught stealing a necklace from a mannequin at a shop after hours. Mm. And do you know how he did it?
Yeah.
Drilled a hole in the window and then put a fishing rod through and hooked the necklace off the mannequin. And then took it off. He was there for 2 hours.
What, no one saw fishing. A random guy fishing through a window?
In the middle of the night, he was just fishing through a window, standing there with a little rod in his hand. And have a guess, after that much effort, and also he had to go back and get a different rod. He went the wrong size rod the first time, so he went back, got a different rod, two rods, hours.
Wouldn't there be security camera of it?
Yes, that's how he got caught. There's footage of him walking up, drilling the hole in, putting his rod in, going, getting a different rod, putting his rod in.
What'd he get? Did he get it?
Yes, end up getting the necklace. And of course, after all that effort, how much do you reckon it's worth?
Oh, what was the store?
I don't know, mate. I didn't read that. Sorry.
Was it like Versace or something?
I don't know. Just
Louis Vuitton?
Oh, yes, there's still a Versace necklace. You're right,
like $1,000?
$800.
Oh, not bad.
I would have thought necklaces were worth, I would have guessed.
That's a lot of money.
For two fishing rods, a hole in 2 hours. I was thinking.
That's just a night out for him. He's quite happy with his night.
I honestly thought, I was like, this must be worth $30,000, this necklace. Anyway, you've got a fishing rod. Yeah. I've got a thing
I
on.
I used to be quite good at fishing.
Did you?
When I was a kid.
Well, let's see if you can fish this thing.
So I've got to fish it off you. The only thing that's a bit weird is that the producer has put blue tack at the end of the spiky
because it's a
bit.
Fishing
What's it called?
Hook.
The hook?
Yes, the hook. I used to be quite good at
because
fishing.
Because they're worried that, well, I mean, it wasn't like I did as a sport. They're worried that I might hurt you. I don't know why they'd think that.
Because I dabbed, they weren't going to put anything on it. And then I said, do I get something for my eyes? And they've given me, I've got goggles, and I'll put my goggles on.
Oh, I like the sound even on the rod going. Which way am I going again?
I've got my goggles on.
Okay, what's
okay,
happening?
Okay, see, I'm a mannequin.
Oh, God. Vicky's is just trying to work out how to undo.
Can we replay the audio? I used to be good at fishing. Now, what's it called, the spike bit at the end?
Okay, this is
the
bit that
you said to Sonda. You barked at Sonda.
If you want to check out the video at Carrie and Tommy show on socials.
Sonda was trying to teach you how to use the rod and you barked at her and you said, wait, let's just do this.
Fishing a pearl necklace.
Because I want to see if you're a trained
thief. Why are you wearing goggles?
Because it's a Hawkins me eyes, mate.
The hook now has blue tack on it.
Just shut up and fish.
Precious. You suit those pearls.
I'm a mannequin. Okay. I'm a mannequin.
All right.
I'm a mannequin.
Okay.
Hang on. You're just. Ow. But you're meant to drop it down. You're just.
Okay, I'm trying.
Oh, no, okay, just do that.
I don't know. I couldn't get it to go
down.
You're
winding in more.
Maybe I need to wind back out.
There we go.
Oh, good.
Now she's got a lot to work with.
Somebody knows how to fish. Okay. Did I tell you I'm really good at fishing?
No, I'm a mannequin.
Okay.
I'm just being a mannequin. Hey, be creepier. You're a creepy guy.
You're going to have to narrate this because I've got to move away from the mic.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you're doing the creepy guy thing well. Oh, have you started?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she has started.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Drilled your hole in. You're
Check out the
there.
Video.
I'm a mannequin. Hold on. You've gone very bow-legged for a creepy guy.
Carrie and Tommy show on socials.
Okay. Now, your fishing involves you just moving closer to me. Up a bit. There we go. I'm not going to move. Oh, you're going to clip a nip with this hook. How are you going?
It is right on Tommy's chest.
Is it? This is not going to get over my nose. Quick, pick it. Lift it.
I feel like she's going to get a nostril, but...
I'm going to get a hook. Don't pull it up too quick. I'm going to get a hook up my nose. Don't take the blue tack off.
No, I think the blue tack...
No, no.
I can't get traction with the blue tack on.
All the producers are waving no.
It's off. It's off. Okay, it's all right. There's still.
Gary's made an executive decision.
There's still sticky tape on it.
Okay. I'm such a scared mannequin now. Don't rip my nose off, mate.
Oh,
don't
where it is at the off. Moment, she might rip something
don't
else off.
Don't rip my nuts off. Nuts or nose? Which one would you lose? Probably my nuts. No, my nose.
You can
lose
both at this point. She's close to the pearls. She's almost there. It looks like she's got him. It looks like she's got him.
Take your headphones off.
Mannequin is so scared.
Oh, they're coming up over the...
Mannequin is so scared.
Go, Bickers. It's almost over his head. It's coming up now. It's across his ears. It's off. Oh, she's got to do the second loop. She's coming back. You're caught on the goggles on the back, Bickers. You caught on the go. Yeah, there you go. Now go.
Mannequins don't have
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good. Bring it forward. Bring it towards you. Oh, she's done it. She's done it.
Ultimate head out the town with this, guys. Oh, this is fun.
I've got a drill. Let's go to work.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, no, Bickers.
Oh.
Oh, no, we've got something coming up
the
next.
The most requested segment from our listeners.
I bet you can't guess which one it is.
No, is it what word am I writing?
It might be.
Is it same, but backwards?
Could be too. You'll have to stay tuned to find out.
Also, Judith Lucy coming up as well, my fave.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, no, Bickers, it's time for this.
We interrupt this broadcast with breaking news.
Here is the latest news.
The latest news.
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 News. From across the Dutch.
Not many butts today, just a couple of little butts from across the Dutch. The first one, you won't believe what's happened over in New Zealand. Because what do you think's happened?
Just have a guess. Have a
guess. That's racist. you can't say that, mate.
There's lots of sheep over there.
There's heaps of sheep, but you can't say that. Put your accent on.
I can't do the accent.
Do a bit. You know what someone's being caught doing in New Zealand? Have a look at that. A German tourist ducking down. You know what he's doing?
Having a squat.
He's taking a shit. That's what he's doing. A German tourist. And then here, hey, we'll play the part here. Because Mr. Gruby, who is a Pacey Gruby, an 18-year-old from New Zealand, from Matika in Nelson on New Zealand South Island, he came outside and he saw this German tourist, the sicko, bending down like this, taking a shot. And he said, and I'll play this part, you play this part. And you're German, so you've got to put on a German accent. And so, Miss Pacey Gruby, I'm Pacey Gruby.
Can you just give me German? I've got to get into it. How do I do German?
Ich meine Ei. Ei und keine Eier.
Okay.
Which is a cup of sugar.
Okay.
I'm Pacey, I've walked out and I've seen you and I've gone, hey, what are you doing, mate?
Remind me again.
Hey, what are you doing, mate?
I'm.
It kind of aya.
I'm. I can't do it. I'm just shitting. Is that what you're
saying? Yeah. Okay, next bit of news. Quickly, let's wrap this up. There's a young kid, Quaid. He is in Mount Wellington and he is raising money for queer friendly charities by getting names tattooed on their leg. Quaid is non-binary, getting names tattooed on their leg. For just $50, you can get your name tattooed on Quaid's leg. Isn't that great,
that's
Kerry?
That's awesome.
So you're getting your first tattoo.
What do you mean?
I ordered one for you.
Oh, on Quaid's leg?
Yes.
Oh, fun.
Yes. You can only do your first name if it's not you, otherwise you need consent. So I went in and pretended to be you and filled out the form, and I filled it out as you and paid $50 if you'd like to read the message you've left for Quaid.
Hi, Quaid. I love this idea.
Do the accent?
I can't do the accent.
Okay.
Stop making me.
Sorry.
I'm too scared to get my own tattoo, so this is the next best thing. My name is Carrie Bickmore, but if you want to put in brackets the Aussie J-Lo, then that's great too because that's what people call me.
You're big in New Zealand!
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
So I caught the train the other day and I realised when I was on the train how much I love the train. I really enjoy catching the train. I realise that the reason I enjoy it is that I'm not doing it every day in peak hour because Chris catches the train every day in peak hour and he hates catching the train. But for me, right, I was like, this is great. I can sit down. There's a spot to sit. I felt free. I felt like, you know, I could sit in my phone and look stuff. Anyway. The guy next to me, it was still a busy train, so I had to sit next to somebody. And the guy next to me, we were smashed in very close, and he was trying to do something that required, I feel like, more space than he had. And just he was making life unnecessarily difficult for himself. And I want to put it out to you all. It's a little bit of a fun game.
Oh, yeah.
What was the man doing on the train?
Was he picking his toenails? Because I've been on a train with someone and she was trimming her toenails with her mouth.
Okay, well, that's disgusting and I can't top that. So there's the end of the segment. That is disgusting. What do you mean?
I was just trying to think of something that he couldn't do within the space of
a
seat.
Toenails. I don't care about my guy now. I want to know more about the woman picking her feet on the train.
She had her feet in her mouth and was going, no, 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 no. And then go, like that. And so when you said I like catching the train, I pictured you in the corner going nom, 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 nom. But no, so it wasn't that. Was it something
it
something loud or was it just space that it was taking?
It wasn't even that it just was something that you wouldn't when you're stopping and starting and when you've got someone next to you and you don't have a table, I think it's an interesting thing to try and do on the train.
So
and
it's also, eating something?
No.
Oh, Okay.
No.
Because
anyone
I always
else want to have a take part? Yep.
Applying sunscreen. I think he had his legs up and around and was rubbing himself.
No, he wasn't
rubbing himself is a lot.
Yeah.
With sunscreen.
Is it something to get ready for the day? Because people often don't have time to do that at home,
no.
So they do things like put on makeup or...
It's something from a bygone era.
Oh, gosh. Oh. He was treating scurvy?
In fact, somebody treating scurvy would have been using one of the things he was using.
A protractor? A Bunsen burner? Was he using a Bunsen burner?
No, but how fun are Bunsen burners?
Really fun.
No, that would have been tricky to use on a train.
Yes.
No. He kept this thing in a binder, an old leather binder that had like a leather strap to kind of hold it all together. Oh. And he pulled out of this leather binder three items.
Okay.
Was he cutting vegetables or something?
Doing origami?
It involved paper. You're good. You're so good at these games. Yes, it involved paper. It involved thick old paper.
He was writing
paper.
A letter.
He was writing a letter.
Mm.
What was
with
he writing a letter?
And ink.
With a quill and ink. He got out this giant ink.
Inkwell.
Pot, right? Open the lid as we're bouncing around and stopping and starting. And I was like, if you spill that all over my dress before I go out, I'm going to be very unhappy. Then he pulled out a quill, he pulled out a feather, and he dipped it in.
Were you on a
and
steam train?
Exactly. He penned a letter with a feather and ink on thick, beautiful old paper as we potted along the train. As we, what's the expression? Trotted along the train?
Went.
Bounced.
Travelled. Sat.
So anyway, isn't that weird?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen a quill except for in a movie. I haven't seen one in real life ever. That's amazing. And do you think he was lying to the person? Do you think? I reckon if there's a pen pal in Australia somewhere and you're getting letters from someone saying, "Darling, I'm just sitting in my manner as I pen my thoughts," that is crap. He's on the Parramatta line and he's sitting next to Bickers, squished up against a wall.
While she chews her toenails.
No.
That noise is so gross.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
In a real slump. Real slump, Tommy.
What's the score?
Come on.
4-1 to you, Bickers.
Real slump.
I should be
champs
feeling
against the ropes.
More excited and better given how far ahead I am.
No, because you know there's a long way to go in the Premiership quarter. That is when I start to shine.
Well, no, you didn't last year. I won, but...
Yeah. Yep, but they still call me the champ, the people, so that's strange. That proves the cut through everyone I ask. Mainly my family. Tommy.
Oh, I forgot I have to buzz in. Sorry.
Katy Perry, Fireworks.
I was just listening to it. In the right way, the right direction.
Are you saying it's a conspiracy and that's the same backwards as it is forwards?
I don't know. Play it again.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh. Doesn't it sound like that song?
Yeah. Alrighty, 1-0 to Tommy.
Tommy.
Oh.
Hotline Bling Drake.
When
the champ wants to get up and about, the champ gets up and about.
And you both of them,
hey, Jesse, just hypothetically,
doing this to yourself.
Do you reckon if we checked the tape on the first one, do you think we might have played it forwards? Let's move on.
I'm going to go with no.
I don't know who it is. I mean, I know the song.
Can you play it again? I've got no idea.
My friends say, buzz us out, please. You know that one? My friends say,
Conan
Gray,
Maniac.
Oh,
you
that's
know
why.
Conan.
Yeah. Grazer.
Yeah.
Grazer. I call him Anatomy.
All
let's
right.
go.
Still 2-0.
Carrie.
Oh,
Rock DJ Robbie Williams.
Again, why do we always rig it to give Bickers songs she knows? She's just about to go see Robbie Williams And then we give a Robbie Williams song.
Well, they don't know I'm about to go see Robbie Williams.
You've said it a
I
lot.
Haven't. Have
you
I?
Have, yes.
Have I talked about it that
yes,
much?
Yes, you said you're going with Chris Brown and Chris Brown might bring Miguel and name drop and drop and drop.
Stop it. Stop it.
Wait, that's what you keep
stop.
Saying.
I'm and talking you walk, to you as a friend.
And then
I'm
you
not
walk
talking.
Back in and each
you're
time you're like,
me sound
and you're like
not
Chris Brown
it.
Update.
Stop.
Chris Brown update.
Stop it.
Hey, do you know Miguel? He won. I'm a celebrity. Oh my God. How do you think I'd go on the show? Pretty good. That's what you say.
We have not
anyway,
had
let's
that conversation.
Go.
All right, 2-1.
Carrie. Oh.
She doesn't know. Buzzer out, please, Jess. Buzzer out, please, Jess. Champ wins. Buzzer out.
You have to get it, though.
No, I don't. I'm up 2-1.
3.
It is.
2.
Taylor Swift.
Come on, bro. Oh. Buzzer out. Buzzer
it
out.
It is Taylor Swift.
Oh, bro, buzzer out. Buzzer out, Jess. Go on.
Taylor Swift.
Jessie,
it's
that's
her
so
new
long.
One.
That's
and
so
it
long.
Is called. You're getting so grumpy.
That's so long. It's been.
He wants
the backup DJ is about to kick in. Buzzer out.
What's it, anything,
buzz?
Vickers?
Oh, you said 3 20 seconds ago.
Oh. Fast as I can?
Oh, no.
What is it? Oh,
the
I
man.
Was a man. I had Taylor.
Tommy, on the board.
Yes.
4-2 for the year.
People
thank
are excited.
Thank you, Jesse. I like how you adjudicate. It's lovely. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This makes me excited.
Yes.
When I saw that we had Judith Lucy coming on, I got excited anyway because I'm a big fan of Jude's. But when I saw what Jude is on to talk about, I felt very excited because I think it's something that people don't talk about enough and talk about with humour, which is what excites me. Would you please welcome Judith Lucy to the show?
Hello. Thank you for that lovely introduction, Carrie.
Well, your podcast.
Thanks for nothing, Tom. Thanks for nothing.
I'm just warming up.
I'm getting nothing from you. Before we came on air, you just held up some old gold chocolate, said, is this the crappiest chocolate ever? And then went, would you like it? So
well,
I'm expecting nothing from you.
You said you hadn't tried it. And so I thought if someone suggested to me, if they said, do you want to try the world's crappiest chocolate?
After someone
go,
had said,
yes.
Really?
It's
okay.
Like when someone goes, God, that stinks. I can't help it. But I go, like I sniff.
Yeah. But I have a few brain cells in my ears, so, as I'm sure Carrie does. So we would go, let's let the dumb guy do the smelling and eat the bad chocolate.
Your podcast is called Judith Lucy, Overwhelmed and Dying.
Aren't we all?
You said it's an attempt to try and work out how we all feel less overwhelmed about climate change, the state of the world, getting older, being single,
so
all of
that. So it's hilarious. It is a laugh a minute.
Before we talk about the content, how did you get to the point that this is what you've decided to do? What was going on for you in your life?
Basically, a couple of years back, my life turned to crap. I had a shocking breakup not that long before that. My brother died. I was menopausal overnight. I had it was all wrapped up. I mean, the worst thing was my brother, obviously, but it was all wrapped up in a terrible midlife crisis, Bo. And then I went, oh, hang on a minute, my life's screwed, but so is the world. Maybe I could do a podcast about it. Maybe I could exploit my misery and make some good old-fashioned showbiz out of it. And that's why I'm here today.
Do you mind the phrase often gets thrown around, we're not laughing at you, we're laughing with you.
Mm.
But personally, I don't
care. I'll take
care.
Anything
oh, yeah,
I
great.
Can get. Anything. Laugh at, laugh with, laugh underneath, laugh around me.
As long as there's laughter.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
because
fine.
It's the best medicine, Tommy.
Well, it's funny you say that because Tommy reckons my go-to question whenever I don't have a question to ask people who are comedians and is this question I'm about to ask you. But in this case, I think it's highly appropriate to ask you that how important is laughter through tragedy and through tough times? And he rolls his eyes, but how important is it?
I think we know that it's a coin, Carrie. We've got tragedy on one side and comedy on the other, and it's all about turning your lemons into lemonade, people. Look, it sounds like a depressing podcast when I say it's about being overwhelmed and dying, but let me tell you some of the names of some of the episodes. One of them's called A Lesson My Ass Taught Me. Another one is
which
called...
Which one's that bit to do
well,
with
well, look,
you?
It's just a really good excuse to talk about irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh.
So they're really...
Oh, I'll be into that one. I've got some
look,
issues. Yeah,
there's
good.
Something
you've
for everyone.
Yes.
Oh, just every now and then I think I wonder if I do.
You
did, anyway, but I'll watch. Listen to that one.
Just trying to be cool and fit in with Jude.
No. A lot of women, I think, have
yes.
Bowel issues.
Is it a more women?
I don't know. Is
prevalent?
It?
Well, it
thing.
Is. I suspect, Tommy, because you know how you've got a lot of things outside of you,
yes,
in terms of your genitals.
Yes.
Your junk just hangs around out, yes, there. Well, ours is all inside, you see.
Speak for yourself, Jude. Oh,
all right, there's a bombshell we weren't expecting, Carrie. Ours is all inside, yes, and it has to, you know, share the space with intestines and all sorts of other fun things. So I think that's why ladies do have more of a bum steer, mm, there. So
other than that one, I cut you off. What are some of the other ones?
So, like, there's an episode on wellness and aging, hence the irritable bowel. There is one on because I'm single, I don't know whether I'm ever going to have sex again. So there is one called hanging up your vagina. I do a tantric tango and Tao lesson.
A tantric tango?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was tango.
Well, there is a lot of breathing and...
So is that
just
dancing
being
or having sex?
Well, it's certainly not having sex, but it's a lot of breathing.
Sorry, Jude, you've got to say it like that. Sex.
Oh,
we can,
okay,
say it, but it's got to be
sex. So, yeah, it's basically a tango lesson, but mm-hmm, there was a lot of eye contact and a lot of breathing. And then I go and see a sexologist and did some genital meditation. And then the last episode is called Tying All This Crap Together, where I attempt to tie all the crap together by going snorkeling at Ningaloo Reef with Tim Winter.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a real roller coaster.
I mean, I'm...
Oh, you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll be thrilled. You're not me.
It's called Overwhelmed and Dying.
Yeah.
Get it where you get your podcasts. It's out today.
Yes.
And, Jude, can you stick around? We'd love to know if there's something, it can be weird and wonderful, that you'd love to talk about next.
There always is something, Tommy.
Great. I feel like she just spoke about it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Still joined by Judith Lucy.
Mm.
Jude, is there something you'd like to talk about?
Well, there is. Mm. Funny you should say that, Tommy, mm, because I was casting my mind back. Because, you know what? Basically, in fact, someone who used to work at Oz Stereo has recently moved in to my block of flats.
Oh.
And it caused me to reflect on the fact that this might be the first time in my life I've ever actually communicated with someone who lives
in your apartment.
Thank like you. Your, well, yes, yeah.
A neighbour.
A neighbour. And it made me remember when I was living with Andrea Powell, who will be known to some people as Ethel Chop, and we lived above a woman. She was not young. She did not take a shine to us.
Oh.
She used to actually complain if we flushed the toilet or walked around after midnight. So naturally we had quite an elaborate trapeze system installed and we would just swing from room to room. But I'm not making this up. If she wanted us to know how she was feeling, she would simply start playing her organ very, very loudly.
I mean, that's way worse than
a
toilet flush.
Well, I agree. But to her credit, I should mention that she and I did one day have a really lovely conversation. I was walking past her door. She simply opened it, looked at me and went, "You're an animal," and shut the door.
So does that mean that put you off having any neighbourly contact with people? And so this is now the first time you've actually been civil?
I think that could be part of the problem.
I'm very non-confrontational. So with the flushing thing, if they complained, I would try and stop going to the toilet at the night time.
Well, I don't know what to do with that piece of information. Are you an adult?
This is a guy, though, when he has a woman sleepover, he will actually go to a shop nearby at night time to go because he doesn't want to poo with her in the house.
I swam in the ocean.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
Had to explain
explains a lot.
I had to explain
really
a swim in the ocean.
That's right,
at
he went to
PM.
The ocean and did a poo.
She said,
so
why?
He didn't have to.
And I said, I just feel like a swim. It was.
I actually find the fact that you took a poo in the ocean
worse.
Much, much
it's way
worse.
I know that.
Yeah,
though.
I'm isn't not, that I'm, funny?
I
your behaviour.
I don't hear it back and go, "Great."
Yeah, that was a good life choice. That meant I was winning. Okay.
I've got neighbours from hell at the moment, and I only realised how bad they were when after we moved in. I had a party when I moved in, and then after about a week of cleaning up dog crap from the backyard, I realised that we don't have a dog. And they were flinging dog crap over into me.
It took you a week to join those dogs?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
It's a big party.
We're learning a lot here. Right. Okay.
Or was I just hiding it from the girl that slept over and flinging crap into the... Sorry, Judith Lucy.
Let's get back to the ocean.
Overwhelmed and Dying is the podcast. Oh. Make sure you get it now. It is by the ABC. But I guess you can get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep.
Great stuff. Judith Lucy, thank you.
Thank you.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy, all thanks to HelloFresh. Dinner tonight, tomorrow and the next.
Yeah, if your food takes too long to cook and tastes like crap at the end, HelloFresh have the answer. Delicious, fresh ingredients delivered to your door. It's easy, tastes delicious. Get it.
The great thing, normally in the morning before I come to work, I'm having to prep dinner. Not anymore. It has freed up some time and I'm going to tell you in a minute what I got up to this morning. It was liberating. And I think we all need to get on board.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
This is exciting,
isn't it? My life's been changed. You mock me all the time when I say I'm a busy mum. You say I'm such a busy mum, but I still have time to watch full length movies.
You
in the
always
morning
come in
I come
and you're
to
like,
work.
You're like, oh god, Godfather Part Two was great.
The truth is, I don't remember the last time I watched a full movie. In fact, I don't even watch them at night. Don't watch them on weekends. I don't go to movies. I don't.
It's just a lie.
It's not. I don't get to watch movies.
Just
they're too long. I don't have an hour and a half in my life.
Yesterday, you came in and you said I watched Home Alone and Home Alone
I
Two.
I didn't.
And Sister Act 2, Back in the
Until,
Habit.
That's a great movie. That's one I have watched a few years ago. Until this morning. This morning.
You watched a movie.
I sat on the couch and Ollie came in and he was in the middle of watching a movie that he'd started watching the night before. And
Get
I was like,
off.
Started laughing. And then I was like, oh, this is a funny one. Oh, I remember this one. I love this movie. Anyway, Addie was asleep still. And I thought, I'm going to settle in for a flick. And I sat on the couch and I watched a movie this morning.
I love it.
And it was incredible. It was heavenly. Got up, had two coffees during it. Then, yeah.
Can I play my bit now? Can I play
what?
Well, because, what bit? Because in the theme of everybody's favourite radio segment, what's Tommy Whiting, I've made you a little opener.
I don't know if I've told you before. I'm a busy mum.
What movie was Cowie watching?
Great work, Marshall. That is top shelf.
So if I had time to watch a movie like I did this morning, a woovie, what woovie do you think?
What woovie would you have watched?
I would have watched.
What woovie would you have watched?
All of you, the team's all in here, you all get one question and then a crack at the movie. And the winner gets toilet paper.
Is it from the 90s?
It is from, it came out 2000.
Ooh, okay. My guess is Titanic.
No, I don't have time for the Titanic, mate. Okay, I'm a busy mum of three. No time for the Titanic.
Jesse, hit us again then. No, with the opener, please.
Again?
What movie was Cowie watching?
Was it a Pixar film?
No.
Oh.
But you can still have a stab.
The Irishman.
What's that?
It's the Irishman.
It's the Netflix one. It goes for like 3 hours.
Oh, again, mate.
It's in
pick,
2000.
All of you need to pick a movie.
Before Netflix.
This pick goes. This pick.
Jesse, hit the button again.
This movie goes
what
for
What movie was Cowie watching?
The movie went for an hour and 48 minutes.
Nobody asked that question, mate. Stop giving too much away.
Well, I'm worried that we're going to get to the end of this and none of you are going to guess.
Kate won.
Okay. Was Alicia Silverstone in it?
Clueless is a good movie, but God no. Damn. Very good, though.
What movie was Cowie watching?
Was it Toy Story?
No, it wasn't
that's
a Pixar.
Pixar.
It's a Pixar.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
we are the worst at this game.
What movie was Cowie watching?
Was it a comedy?
Yes.
A comedy.
Is it Anchorman?
No. Weirdly, though, the other night, Ollie was watching Anchorman. I watched about 10 minutes of that, too. Maybe I do watch more movies.
What movie was Cowie watching?
You watched one a day, mate. That's what it should be called. What movie was Cowie watching today? Annabelle.
Does it have kids in it?
Great question. Comedy here.
No.
I don't know.
But
we only ask questions for the one we know.
It's about the opposite of kids.
Oh, is there a movie called Adults?
Is there?
Is it an adult song?
I'm really giving it away by saying this.
There's got to be an old people thing. Grumpy old
No, it's the opposite of children. It's kind of the opposite of children. Have you? No? Annabelle's out. Come on, Marshy, step up to the plate.
What movie was Cowie watching?
Would it be BFG or something? Would it be Giants? They're opposite of kids. No. Marshy, what do you think?
Benjamin Button?
No.
That was good guess.
I haven't seen that, though. Is that
only
a good one?
Old people at the moment, because I was going to go One Night at the Museum.
Okay. Oh, my God. No. But there's something. There's something familiar about One Night in the Museum and the movie I watched. There's something similar.
Is it Meet the Parents?
Oh, my God, Meet the Parents! Ben Stiller. Oh my God, it's such a funny movie. It's so funny. Robert De Niro is so funny. The inner circle of trust. God, it made me laugh. I laughed so much.
This is great because you do it each day. Same time tomorrow?
Trivia for you.
Yeah. Mm.
I found out recently, Jesse and I went to see Bombshell, the movie.
Yes.
About,
yeah, I've seen that.
Directed by the same guy who directed Meet the Parents.
Is it?
Very different movies.
Oh. I thought Bombshell was directed by a woman. Is it directed by a man?
Gosh, you should have said that you and Jesse went to see a movie.
What?
We could have guessed what it was.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
Oh, it's been a good week, hasn't it?
Hasn't it?
I'm ready for a big weekend. So let's get this over and done with.
We started the week with a rapt Tommy who heard the sentence he'd been dreaming of hearing his whole working life from Bigmore.
I'll do anything today. He's put up on the board.
Oh, my gosh.
And so he pitched a very risque idea.
I got sent a science article that revealed that there are maybe taste receptors in men's testicles. So what's Tommy's testicles tasting?
Oh, dear God. I'm so sorry, everybody.
And while he was wrapped to do a demo of it with some peanut butter, Carrie wasn't.
What's happening? Stop this! This is just insane! This is too much!
Now, this whole prank came about because Carrie was late.
You rocked
up. I was 20 minutes late to a meeting, okay?
You were 23 minutes late to a 30-minute meeting.
Okay, I'm trying to save brain cancer. And that's what I was doing. That's actually what I was doing.
Oh, mate!
I've been in the brain cancer meeting all morning. And so if you want to wonder what I was doing with my time,
what
I was
a jerk. What a card to pull out.
Maybe you're on time because you're not doing enough.
But when the tables were turned the next day and Tommy was late, Carrie tried hiding under that table.
Why is she hiding under the desk?
What are you doing, you idiot?
I could see your feet.
But we all know that the real way to prank Tommy is just cut him out of the show altogether.
Carrie and Bickmore.
God, that's when you know I've really been bumped, isn't it? When it's no longer Carrie and Tommy, it's Carrie and Bickmore. Great.
And I just do role play of both people. You're fascinating, Carrie.
Do go on. Thanks, Bickmore.
The whole nation is a little raw this week that we can no longer buy toilet paper. But I think these alternatives were a bit extreme.
Just hearing your conversation about reusable toilet paper, and I thought I had to let you know, there is such a thing called a family cloth, and you can buy them in all different colours and patterns, and they just keep it in a box in the toilet.
Because all the doomsdayers have bought all the poop rag.
I have to use leaves.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was your family cloth.
We'd have to use leaves.
But with your metabolism.
Sometimes I'd use a gum.
You would have.
A gum nut.
Stripped the bush.
Oh, God.
Because the gum nut was so much.
It would have been considered deforestation by the time you were done with it.
And speaking of coronavirus, Tommy gets his facts about it from an odd source.
I always get confused. You know when you see WHO? It's written like
the
WHO?
World Health Organization.
Yeah, but I always think it's WHO magazine. And so when I hear that WHO are encouraging steps with the coronavirus, I was like, say your face.
Things to wear.
Yeah. Oh, what corona fashion is really
which
cool.
Which celebrity
yeah.
is?
Now, Tommy had a big night out in Adelaide and wasn't sober enough to drive. So he had a unique solution to returning his hire car.
I said, I'm just going to leave it. It was in a car park in the city. And I said to the front desk at the hotel, I said, here's the key to my hire car. And they said, what do you want us to do with it? And I said, I don't know.
Not their problem.
But what am I going to do? I thought the hire car people would yell at me.
Yeah,
and I didn't want to
get
yelled at.
You just, it's because you hate confrontation, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And they'd go, where's our car? And I'd go, well, isn't
city.
The key good enough?
It's a game.
Yeah, you find it. Ooh.
And speaking of big nights, Carrie had one with Tommy and the boss.
We
you
fun.
Go too hard and I can't keep up and now I feel horrendous.
Do you?
Yes.
But you were good.
I don't. don't.
And Carrie's partner Chris had a big one coming up.
He's got something very exciting happening tonight, but I need the help from the people. State I'm in right now, I'm fine. If that's I can't offer anything for him.
What
so
an
far
amazing
tonight.
Dream life. If he's driving on here in this, he's probably just veered the car.
Honey,
off the road.
I'm tired.
I've never heard someone download Tinder so quickly.
Now Tommy thought the sledge he copped on the netball court was bad, not when brutal Bickmore's around.
I had a woman and she kept pinching the back of my arm and elbowing me, and I ended up saying, chill out. And she goes, oh, what, can't handle it? And I went, you're such a mole. I called her a mole. But I went, you're such a mole. And she said, well, you'll probably die alone.
Oh, my God.
I know.
How did she know?
It's pretty good.
So what a great note to end the week on. Unless there's a story you wanted to tell, Producer Sonda.
No. That's not for on air.
Okay then, have a great weekend everyone. We'll see you next week.
Now that the Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast is done for another day, time to think about dinner. Let HelloFresh take the stress out of dinner time tonight, tomorrow, and the next. With everything you need for easy and delicious dinners delivered to your door. HelloFresh. Inspiration delivered.